China's cold comfort to Iran, condemns U.S., but won't say if it will use military or UN veto power. By Francis Martel on March 3, 2026. The Chinese Foreign Ministry deftly avoided committing to any concrete support for Iran during its press briefings on Monday and Tuesday, failing to answer directly if it would offer military aid to the Islamist regime or use its veto power at the United Nations Security Council in its favor. China is one of Iran's closest allies on the international stage and depends heavily on Tehran for its oil supply. Iran is a full member of the China-led BRICS alliance, created to oppose American interests globally. China's international policy arm was unequivocal in condemning Operation Epic Fury, the American operation that eliminated Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and has killed dozens of senior Iranian leaders. Beijing has not, however, coupled that condemnation with any promise to act against the United States, nor has it committed to affirmative support for Iran. Beyond failing to offer specific help to Iran, the Chinese Foreign Ministry also expressed opposition to Iranian military activities to shut down the Strait of Hormuz, potentially causing massive disruptions to global shipping, and offered support to the many Gulf states that Iran has bombed in response to Operation Epic Fury. China politely urged Iran to stop attacking its neighbors and endangering free transit of goods in the region, in defense primarily of the United Arab Emirates, UAE, a fellow BRICS nation. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Mao Ning announced that Foreign Minister Wang Yi had spent much of the beginning of the week on the phone with his counterparts in the Middle East, nominally declaring support for Iran but also demanding Iran stop attacking its neighbors. The terrorist Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, has launched drone and missile attacks on at least 10 countries: Israel, Oman, the United Arab Emirates, UAE, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Bahrain, Jordan, Qatar, Kuwait, and Cyprus. The following is China's position, Mao detailed. First, immediately stop the military operations. Second, return to dialogue and negotiation as soon as possible. Third, jointly oppose unilateral actions. China believes that Gulf countries' sovereignty, security, and territorial integrity should be fully respected, she asserted, a statement contrary to the actions of the Iranian regime. And any attack against innocent civilians and non-military targets should be condemned. China urges all parties to immediately stop the military operations and prevent further spread of the conflict, she concluded on Tuesday. China stands ready to work with regional countries and the international community to promote peace, stop the conflict, and work actively for peace and stability in the region. Mao spent much of her press conference on Monday fielding questions about Operation Epic Fury, the ongoing American campaign against the Iranian terror state, and made sure not to give any definitive answer when asked, specifically, what China is doing to help Iran. The U.S.-Israeli strikes have no UN Security Council authorization and violate international law. China is deeply concerned over the regional spillover, she declared. China believes that the sovereignty, security, and territorial integrity of the Gulf states should likewise be fully respected. The state-run Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting, IRIB, asked Mao how China could play a role in stopping America, mentioning the fact that, as a permanent member of the UN Security Council, China can veto attempted actions by other members. Mao did not state that China would use that veto power to Iran's benefit. Stating that China was deeply concerned, she repeated the claim that China firmly opposes the use of force in international relations. The priority now is to immediately stop military operations and prevent the spread and spillover of the conflict, she answered. China stands ready to work with the international community to call for peace and stop the conflict. Mao did not identify any particular action China could take to work with the international community to call for peace and stop the conflict. The Turkish news agency Anadolu also asked Mao if China would offer Iran military support. She responded with an even less meaningful answer, stating, "I have no more information to add." Notably, Mao was assertive in condemning the IRGC in shutting down the Strait of Hormuz, a pivotal shipping route for oil heading to China. The Strait of Hormuz and its adjacent waters are an important international trade route for goods and energy, she said. China urges relevant parties to immediately stop military operations, avoid further escalation of the tense situation, and prevent regional turmoil from causing greater damage to global economic growth. The Chinese government has aggressively condemned Operation Epic Fury against Iran and related Israeli operations against its ally. In its initial statement over the weekend, the Chinese Communist Party referred to America as a war addict and the main cause of international disorder. Those words have yet to be paired with any vocal support for Iran, however, or actions to protect the Iranian regime. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.